Hey there, awesome people. This is Taylor Reed, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in 5 minutes or less. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important, practicing forgiveness for emotional healing. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know that feeling when resentment starts to weigh you down, making it hard to breathe, let alone enjoy life? Well, guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about liberating yourself from the chains of negativity. Now, I get it, forgiveness can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the view from the top is worth every step. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you moving forward on your journey to emotional healing through forgiveness. First up, understand that forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. It's about choosing to release the anger and pain that's holding you hostage. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering in the end. Think of it this way. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a chance to break free from the past and move towards a brighter future. Next up, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We are all human, prone to errors in judgment and sometimes hurtful actions. Holding out anger over someone else's imperfections is like trying to build a sandcastle on quicksand, it's just not going to last. Instead, try to see the situation from their perspective. What might they have been going through? Did they intentionally mean to hurt you? Understanding can go a long way in softening the blow of anger and resentment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? And you're absolutely right. Forgiveness isn't a quick fix, it's a process that takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks or moments where anger flares up again. Just acknowledge those feelings, take a deep breath, and gently guide yourself back towards forgiveness. And speaking of self-compassion, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and choosing to let go of the pain it caused. Holding on to past hurts only keeps you stuck in the cycle of anger and resentment. Think of it like ripping off a band-aid, it might sting for a moment, but it's ultimately necessary for healing. Finally, forgiveness is an act of courage. It takes strength to let go of anger and pain, to choose love over bitterness. But remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are countless resources available to help you, from therapists and counselors to support groups and online communities. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling light and free, no longer weighed down by the baggage of the past. That's the power of forgiveness. It can truly transform your life. Remember, forgiving doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing to heal and move forward with grace and strength. Let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with forgiveness. My old roommate borrowed my favorite jacket without asking and then returned it stained and ripped. My initial reaction was pure anger. How could they be so careless? I held onto that resentment for weeks, letting it fester and poison my thoughts. It wasn't until I realized that carrying this anger was only hurting me that I decided to try a different approach. I talked to my roommate, calmly explaining how their actions made me feel. Turns out they were going through a tough time and hadn't meant to hurt me. While it didn't erase the damage done to the jacket, talking it out helped me understand their perspective and ultimately forgive them. The result? I felt lighter, freer, and even closer to my roommate than before. Remember, forgiveness isn't about letting others off the hook, it's about liberating yourself from the shackles of resentment. By choosing to forgive, you reclaim your power and open yourself up to greater happiness and fulfillment. So take a deep breath, practice some self-compassion, and start your journey towards emotional healing today. Want to dive deeper? Head over to our website or social media for more Stoic wisdom and tips on practicing forgiveness in your daily life. Share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge towards healing, and let's spread the power of forgiveness together. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fortitude. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.